Anne Hyatt spilled Diet Coke all over her laptop while sitting next to Larry Page on a flight to Zurich. Turbulence hit, and there she was, Google's newest chief of staff, drenched in embarrassment at 30,000 feet. Most of us would have hidden in the bathroom for the rest of the flight. Hyatt did something different. She got a replacement laptop immediately and worked harder than she'd ever worked, turning her most mortifying moment into her most productive trip. That pivot, from humiliation to contribution, earned her the trust of executives she'd work alongside for the next 9 years. This is the essence of betting on yourself. Not avoiding failure, but learning to dance with it so quickly that failure becomes fuel. Hyatt spent 12 years at Amazon and Google, sitting 3 feet from Jeff Bezos and later working as Eric Schmidt's right hand. Her journey from military brat to Silicon Valley insider wasn't paved with Ivy League credentials or natural genius. It was built on calculated risks, relentless learning, and the courage to pursue dreams that exceeded her abilities. Her father's call sign was Goose, an F-4 Phantom pilot whose squadron's cockpit recordings ended up in Top Gun. Her mother started a preschool in Alaska, creating richness from ordinary circumstances. From them, Hyatt learned something crucial. Your ambitions should always exceed your natural abilities. That imbalance isn't a weakness, it's your competitive advantage. At 16, Hyatt took a job at a music software startup, despite lacking the piano skills needed to test their product. In that 5-person company, she watched Harvard-educated founders run their business, learning that growth matters more than flawless performance, and that understanding how your work fits into a larger mission transforms mundane tasks. During the 2002 dot-com bust, a mentor suggested Amazon. After months of interviews, Bezos asked 2 questions, a brain teaser about estimating glass panes in Seattle and what she wanted from her career. These measured potential and motivation, not skills. He hired her on the spot for the desk 3 feet from his own. Jim Rohn said we're the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with, making your work environment the most crucial career decision. Since Amazon, Hyatt has based every career move on who she'd work for and what they could teach her, not salary, title, or perks. Early at Amazon, Bezos gave Hyatt GPS coordinates in Texas with an impossible deadline. When she protested, her manager stated, "No is not an answer." This forced creative thinking. She hired a helicopter for the first time. Weeks later, during a second trip, she received a terrifying call. An emergency beacon had gone off, possibly from Bezos' helicopter. As she frantically organized an emergency board meeting, one thought consumed her. She might have killed Jeff Bezos and potentially Amazon itself. When the crisis resolved and Bezos said, "Anne, I hear you're really good under pressure," she was incredibly relieved. That worst professional day accelerated her crisis management learning in ways that might have taken years otherwise. At Google, she faced a different crisis. Buried in 18-hour workdays clearing Marissa Meyer's endless backlog, everything broke when Meyer was upset about missing an important CEO meeting. Though initially heartbroken, Hyatt realized Meyer was right. She'd been so focused on tasks that she'd forgotten her role was representing Meyer's interests. Like Covey's rocks, pebbles, and sand analogy, she'd been filling her jar with sand instead of the rocks that truly mattered. In Amazon's early days, Hyatt witnessed the company inventing e-commerce's future under intense pressure. Despite her junior status, she asked herself, "Why shouldn't impact come from me too?" This mindset positioned her to witness Bezos embrace an employee's idea that became Amazon Prime, the original digital subscription model. The concept went from Saturday brainstorm to public announcement in 4 weeks, with the team averaging 110-hour work weeks. Initially lacking skills for strategic initiatives, Hyatt made herself available for anything key players could delegate: midnight food orders, ensuring overnight building systems functioned. These unglamorous tasks provided priceless learning opportunities watching Bezos and his SVPs work. When Bezos presented Prime to the board in 2005, they questioned offering unlimited 2-day delivery for $79 annually. Bezos focused on decades-long growth over quarterly results. When FedEx rejected his terms, he diverted all Amazon orders to another partner at great short-term expense. His gamble worked. Prime members immediately began spending significantly more on Amazon. After her first quarter at Google, Hyatt proudly presented her completed OKRs to Mayer, expecting praise. Instead, Mayer expressed disappointment. Hyatt had focused on tasks rather than meaningful results. Her perfect performance proved she hadn't aimed high enough. This feedback became a career pivot point. Mayer gave her permission to set goals beyond her abilities and occasionally fail. Hyatt realized she'd be more valued delivering 80% of an ambitious goal than 100% of something safely achievable. Living in Silicon Valley taught her that nothing is fixed, including herself. When seeking advancement, she approached her executive 6 to 12 months early with a detailed plan. For the chief of staff role, which didn't exist at Google yet, she presented a self-evaluation of tasks she already performed at that level, plus skills she needed to develop and specific projects to learn them. Once aligned on her growth plan, she had a roadmap advancing both their positions. In 2016, colleague Dan Fredenberg's death in an Everest avalanche at 33 jolted Hyatt awake. His family's charity encouraged others to pledge to live life fearlessly, a message that hit hard as her 15-year marriage crumbled. She realized that if she died, she wouldn't want anyone to live like Anne. In early 2017, she sold nearly everything – car, house, furniture, clothes, art – keeping only two suitcases and three duffels. Though agonizing, the purge brought relief. She pitched Eric Schmidt on transferring to London during Brexit, and in April 2017, left California without a clear plan. As she prepared to leave Google after 12 years, colleagues approached her with opportunities. Informal coffee chats helping portfolio CEOs with operational challenges became the foundation for her consulting business, sharing best practices learned from Bezos, Mayer, and Schmidt. High stakes create thrill rather than terror. Hyatt lives by gradatim ferociter, step by step, ferociously, Blue Origin's motto that recognizes how small decisions create profound ripple effects. The moonshot mindset defining Silicon Valley believes abilities aren't fixed. We constantly reinvent ourselves. Like children who dream without limits, we can reawaken this ability. Living entirely in your comfort zone is dangerous for growth. When life was uprooted, Hyatt clung to core truths. Give yourself time, live your own life, do what you love, ignore others' judgments, redefine failure, embrace the unexpected, be present, and seek high-quality people. Your career isn't a ladder. It's a series of calculated bets where odds improve every time you choose growth over comfort. Make failure your teacher. Take life step by step, ferociously.